President Bush will be in office 2 months tomorrow, and the agenda he's pursuing is very different from that of his predecessor. The change at the White House goes well beyond policy. President Bush has changed the way the office runs, delegating a great deal of work to the vice president and others, setting minute-by-minute timetables and sticking to them, and rarely working past the dinner hour. NPR's Don Gagne covers the White House. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
They're working banker's hours over there?
It may seem like banker's hours compared to the schedule President Clinton kept up. His operation was like an ATM. It went around the clock. For President Bush, his day in the Oval Office begins about 7 in the morning. His day always has some time to himself. He likes to work out on his treadmill middays. He heads to the residence at night at about 6:30 p.m. in time for dinner. And even his top aides say that is likely the last time they hear from him until morning. Then weekends, he likes to get out of town. He likes to get away. The helicopter, Marine One, usually picks him up on the South Lawn around 2 or 3 p.m., and it's off to Camp David or his ranch down in Waco. He also, I might add, encourages staff to end their day at a decent hour. Most of them aren't getting out of there at 6:30, but he stresses that if they have family or whatever, they should be getting home to them.
Critics don't like this delegating. They say that the president's detached, perhaps not as involved in things as he should be.
That is the most common criticism of his style. His staff says that's absolutely unfair. The White House has been likened to a corporation with the president as CEO. Mr. Bush is an MBA, and it's the way he operates, they say. On any given issue, he has those around him, present him with options. He makes decisions. He's not generally involved in long meetings, even on topics as important as, say, his budget and his tax cut. He trusts those he has hired. He knows them. They know him, and they present him with facts, and he's able to make a decision. So he's not nearly as involved as certainly President Clinton before him, but even, they say, as much as his father was in the term before that.
He likes things to happen on time, and that's certainly a contrast to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, the norm under the last president, going back to when he first campaigned, was for events to start late and run late. This administration, one trip we took, a trip for him to promote his budget, it went through Pennsylvania and Iowa and Nebraska and Arkansas and Georgia, multiple events in small towns in 5 states over 2 days, and every single one started and ended on time. And they take a great deal of pride in that kind of accomplishment. You could set your watch by it, except sometimes these events start early, so you get in trouble there.
Bill Clinton was a big believer in polling, but not this president, right?
Mr. Bush talked a lot about polls and how he wouldn't be ruled by them during his campaign. Pollsters are not the regular fixture in the Oval Office that they were under President Clinton. But make no mistake, there's certainly polling being done. It's not an administration that doesn't want info or feedback from the public on how it's doing and how it should best sell an idea. So there's polling. It's just more in the background.
Well, is it important for President Bush to show this contrast to President Clinton, or is this just the way President Bush has always operated?
He said over and over during the campaign he wanted to restore honor and dignity to the White House. Those were his terms. In saying that, he was referring to the Clinton scandals. But this approach, this kind of button-down, on-time White House, is certainly part of that larger goal. The president wants people to know what the White House is, to make it predictable even, in a very solid and polite and efficient sort of way. And he thinks all of that sends a message, and he thinks people will like that, and in turn that will help him build up some political capital.
NPR's Don Gagne.